This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Wisconsin health officials are reporting a jump in cases of cyclosporiasis, a parasite that can spread through contaminated food or water. Here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The parasitic disease outbreak in the nation has affected more than 10,000 people. In Wisconsin, reported cyclosporiasis cases are up to 160 with 3 hospitalizations. No common food product has been identified by investigators as the culprit behind the cases in the Badger State. After eating food contaminated with cyclospora, symptoms can develop anywhere from 2 to 14 days later. Symptoms can last for a month or more and can reoccur for several months if not treated. Specific tests are required and antibiotics are needed to eradicate the parasite. Health experts say the best way to protect yourself is to wash your produce thoroughly and all surfaces they've touched. Those at higher risk for severe illness are advised to cook fruits and vegetables before eating.
If you develop severe or ongoing diarrhea after eating fresh produce, health officials say you should contact your health care provider because the infection requires specific testing and antibiotics to treat. Drivers who use Highway 27 in Douglas County should plan for a closure beginning next month. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is replacing the culvert that carries Highway 27 over Sandy Run Creek just south of U.S. in the town of Brule. The culvert was built in 1968 and has reached the end of its service life. Crews will remove it and build a new single-span concrete bridge. The project also includes replacing the pavement, guardrail, and pavement markings near the bridge. Construction began on Monday, but Highway 27 won't close until August 10th. Through traffic will be detoured on County Highways A and N while the work is underway. The project is expected to be finished in late October. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds drivers to slow down in work zones and watch for crews and changing traffic patterns. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. It's not too late to get in on all the action of Packers Family Night tomorrow night. The Packers say a very limited number of tickets are still available for the fun-filled family evening at Lambeau. Titletown Family Fest kicks off Friday's festivities at 3 p.m. with activities for fans of all ages. Lambeau Field gates open at 5:30 with the team taking the field for warm-ups at 7 and practice beginning at 7:30. Family Night features a game-like atmosphere with game day music, jersey giveaways, and wraps up with a fireworks display over Lambeau Field. While there are a few event tickets available, parking passes are sold out for Lambeau Field and Titletown. Just like on game day, parking is available in surrounding neighborhoods, and many area businesses and residents offer pay-to-park options. Wisconsin is fighting a Trump administration rule that would ease restrictions on a type of greenhouse gas used in refrigerators and air conditioners. The State Justice Department says the chemicals, known as HFCs, are far more harmful to the climate than carbon dioxide, and the new rule would delay deadlines for phasing them out. The administration says the change gives businesses more time and could reduce costs. Wisconsin is joining a coalition of other states in the legal challenge. One candidate for Wisconsin governor says she's disappointed with the outcome of an encampment in Madison. State Representative Francesca Hong spoke out yesterday following Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway's decision to clear out the site of a fatal police shooting serving as a makeshift memorial. People have been protesting and camping out there since Corey Ruiz was shot and killed by police on July 22nd. In a statement, Hong called on Madison to be transparent about arrests and tactics used by law enforcement. She said she wanted to make sure personal items and memorial materials were returned to their owners. A legal group is suing Governor Evers and state officials over a law that authorized online sports betting through tribal administration. The lawsuit argues that Wisconsin Act 247 violates the Wisconsin Constitution, which was updated in 1993 to prohibit most forms of gambling, with limited exceptions such as the state lottery and charity raffles. The group is suing on behalf of the Brown County Taxpayers Association and Milwaukee-based Citizens Defending Liberty. The lawsuit also challenges Governor Evers' plan to negotiate tribal agreements in order to implement Wisconsin Act 247. Such agreements, if negotiated, would ensure online sports gambling is done using computer servers on tribal lands. Tribes like the United Nations support legalizing online sports betting. They argue Act 247 ensures sports betting stays within the state rather than spreading into illegal or unregulated markets. The governor's spokesperson said in a statement to WITI-TV, the governor will fight the lawsuit. A correctional officer from Janesville has been dismissed and taken into custody after finding himself on the opposite side of the law. The Rock County Sheriff's Office terminated Jacob Struley following reports he had a sexual relationship with an inmate. The 28-year-old was arrested yesterday after officials conducted interviews with the parties involved in the allegations. He is slated to appear in court tomorrow. A Madison-based medical center is once again being recognized as the premier facility in Wisconsin. For the 15th consecutive year, U.S. News & World Report has crowned UW Health as the top-ranked hospital in the state. The center earned national accolades in 9 adult and 3 pediatric specialties, while also receiving high performance ratings in 20 separate procedures and medical conditions. Coming in at number 2 on the annual list for the Badger State is Milwaukee's Aurora St. Luke's Medical Center. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A comeback win for Harrison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers beat the Pirates last night 4-2 in Milwaukee. Lefty Kyle Harrison, in his first start in over a month, was doing great, striking out 10 at 1.8 batters in a row when he says his legs started to cramp up towards the end of the fifth inning.
You know, those last two hitters in the fifth inning just kind of locking up on me, had the groin locking up, the calves were just cramping. So first time I really experienced like a full body cramp out there.
The series wraps up this afternoon. NFL, the Packers getting ready for tomorrow night's family night practice inside Lambeau Field, set to start a little after 7 o'clock. In Madison, quarterback Colton Joseph on why he decided to transfer from Old Dominion to Wisconsin.
You know, Coach Guyton was had a big influence on that. Coach Grimes, Coach Fickell. Really, I just saw it as the biggest opportunity for me to come out and show what I can do and make a name for myself. And since I've been here, make a name for the Badgers.
That's quarterback Colton Joseph with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 58 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. And a high tomorrow near 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.